Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. My guest this evening is Sligo sheep farmer Colm O'Donnell, who was until recently very much involved in the IFA. He has, though, resigned his position as the IFA's National Rural Development Chairman, and he's now involved in the establishment of a new national farming organisation. There was a meeting recently in Westport. So tell us how it's all come about. There are, I think it's fair to say, quite a lot of disillusioned farmers out there.
Yeah, the background really is since the rural development draft was submitted by the Irish government to Brussels for approval. This is the vehicle that, if you like, whereby we draw down, each member state draws down funding that is matched by the government here, by the member state, and it funds the environmental schemes like WEPS and EOS and the new BLAST scheme and the disadvantaged areas scheme, the farm investments, etc., etc., you know, farm investment scheme, the TAMS and all that. Now, at the time when the draft was sent to Brussels last June, there was a proposal there by the minister to have a 50% collective agreement in place before hill farmers farming commonage could apply for the scheme. We felt this was fundamentally unnecessary, that it was discriminating against these farmers from accessing the scheme as individuals, like every other farmer in the country. So since that time, we've been sustaining the campaign to try and make changes. And indeed also to a proposal in Pillar 1 for the new basic payment scheme, or the single payment as we know it, where the Minister had proposed to put 0.1 livestock units per hectare of a stock and density on marginal land. So that was the background to a campaign that we sustained for the last 6 or 7 months.
You were a rural development chairman within IFA, so obviously, from your own point of view, I mean, this is a very big step to make, to be leaving the biggest farming organisation and to be involved in setting up a new national one.
I was the Sligo Rural Development Chairman with IFA and the National Vice Chairman. And, you know, there was no discussion, no real debating of the draft before going to Brussels and this committee. It's called the Rural Development Committee within the association. And, the lack of engagement with the minister and his officials with that national committee of the main farm lobby group in the country, I felt it was unacceptable. And certainly the county representatives had no input whatsoever. Possibly the decisions were made at the top of the association, and this is unacceptable, and on a point of principle I have resigned my position as county representative and national vice chairman. And the idea of setting up the group is fueled on the back of the campaign that has been sustained. We found along the line that a lot of farmers were disgruntled, felt that they hadn't been represented properly when the cap has been negotiated.
During the coming weeks and months, the new organisation will be formally launched, and I take it you will be looking to Donegal for members?
Yes, Donegal, as one of the highest level of hill areas in particular, like the background to this group, it was hill farmers that took to the streets, took to regional meetings, including one in Letterkenny. But in hill and commonage areas alone, there are 15,000 farmers farming hill and commonage, and quite a substantial amount of those are in Donegal.
Now, the reaction to date, since it's sort of nearly, 10 days or 2 weeks since the publicity emerged and that first meeting. What sort of a response have you had since it started to make the headlines that there is moves to launch a new national farm organization?
Well, this organization is going to be primarily focused on designated land, on farmers in hill and commonage areas. So initially, the response has been that farmers are of the opinion that they haven't been represented to date. And this is a new organisation. There's no similar organisation. We have the Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, the ICSA. We have a dairy organisation, the ICMSA, and of course the Young Farmers in Mockra, and IFA, who represent all types of farmers, from beef, sheep, dairy, tillage, pigs, poultry, and etc. So this organisation is going to be focused on farmers who currently have no voice.
And would you envisage, in terms of the structures for the organisation, will there be a county committee, do you think, or an executive in Donegal?
I'd say possibly a county structure. At the minute, we're taking advice. We had a further meeting last Sunday evening where we put project teams in place to do research on various aspects, including how we will fund the organisation, and etc. What other structures will become involved? Now, it's not going to be a similar structure to IFA, that have branches in every local village, and who only meet maybe at an AGM, or if there's a national election taking place. This is going to be from the bottom up, possibly a county structure, as you were suggesting, maybe the way, but it's too early to say for sure, because we're just taking a little time to do some research into what actually works.
There will be sceptics out there and people in the past who say that small groups have come and gone in the past. We had the United Farmers Association, which got some prominence for a while, then they faded away. Do you think if you can get off to a good start that you can be a long-term organisation that will stick
well,
the test of time?
Already we've made substantial changes. We went to Brussels in November and met the director of the Rural Development Programs for the EU, Josephine Hoffman, and her team that deals with the Irish application. And we highlighted to them the problems with the entry requirements for GLAS, and they told us quite clearly that collective contracts were only an option, not a requirement. And we did highlight the fact that there was a stocking rate being enforced in marginal land by the minister as a requirement to get your basic payment going forward as being an active farmer. And there was no requirement by Brussels for this. It was something that was actually in contravention of WTO. And within a week, the minister turned round and overturned his previous proposal. And now there is no requirement for a minimum stocking density on marginal land. So on that issue, we had quite a bit of success. If you can listen and interpret the body language of the minister at the minute, a 12-point plan that we submitted to him in December as an alternative to access the GLAS scheme for commonage and hill farmers. He has looked at it quite seriously, and in his announcement in the last few days, it does look like that farmers will now not be required to apply for the scheme with 50% of shareholders making a joint application, but we're going to be able to apply as individuals. Now, it's not fully clear what the actual nitty-gritty is of that, but it does look like there's a turnaround. And if we listen to the people who come to us and take their views on board, and as I say, listen and work from the bottom up.
In terms of, you'll obviously need some degree of funding for the organisation, so I presume farmers will be asked to make some sort of contribution, or there'll be a membership fee?
Yes, there'll be a membership fee, an annual subscription. So at the minute we're working on some kind of package that we can put in place and for potential members.
And finally, Colm McDonnell, in terms of the timescale, when can you predict we will have an official launch and a naming of this new National Farm Organisation?
We have decided on a name. At the minute, we are registering that name. And in due course, we will make a statement in the near future. As regards the launch, we will launch when we have the structures put in place that ensure that this will get off to a firm footing. And indeed, I have to compliment the people from Donegal who have supported our campaign over the last 5 or 6 months, when they attended meetings in Westport, Man Cross, and indeed stood outside the picket at the Taoiseach's office, and the Fairness March outside the Taoiseach's office in December. So we have a lot of support in Donegal. It's a major issue in Donegal. And like ourselves, all people, they want to get on with the business of farming. Farming is a business, regardless of the type of land that you're farming. And the barriers that were created for those type of farmers to get into Glasgow were unacceptable. And it was high time that farmers in those areas stood up and be counted.
Colm O'Donnell there. Finally, just time for some livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €4.15 a kilo, heifers €4.25 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.25 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.75 a kilo. Sheep prices, lambs up to 24 kilos, making €5.55 a kilo, and ewes €3.20 to €3.50 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.